Hey, you want that to go?
Oh, yeah. Let's get some takeouts to go on stories we want you to stay on top of this week. And sitting at the short order counter this morning, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports takeaway contributor. And good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
Also, Louise Story is here, finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
All right. So we're all here together in the studio. Let's begin with you, Louise. Bank pay is pretty good this year, even though the industry is doing horribly. Part of that is something we should be outraged about, but part of it is because the numbers are so strange in this economic downturn. Explain what's going on this week.
So you already think bank pay is high.
Right.
But part of the reason it's so high is because a lot of it's in stock and options. And you know, the stock of a lot of the financial companies in the last year has recovered from historic lows. So let me give you an example.
Right.
At Goldman last year, they cut the pay of their executives. So for some of their executives, they gave them $5 million expected value of stock and options. That was a pay cut, mind
That's
you.
Sad.
But get this. Now those same stock and options are worth $12 million.
Wow. So a buy low, sell high kind of classic cycle.
And the question here is this because the management of these banks is so brilliant, or is this because the government and you, the taxpayers, helped repair the financial system, and that's helped the stock of all these companies?
But that's why you're here. Which is it, Louise?
Well, you know, Ibrahim's here, too, and I was thinking this morning, it's kind of like those fancy swimsuits, you know, that the swimmers wore that caused all the controversy.
The aerodynamic
right,
stuff.
Right, and then they go break the records, and you had to, you know, wonder if it was because of the swimsuits they broke the records or their great strokes, and that's the question here.
All right, so on the issue of incentives, some would say, we need to get out of this. We need to move forward. Paying these guys with these inflated stock and options is a good idea to get them going to keep the momentum of the economy.
The positive is that it aligns the executives with the shareholders, that if the stock goes up, shareholders benefits, the executives benefit. The problem is we're not in a normal environment, and there's not as much downside risk for these companies. You know, the government's made it clear they're not going to let Citigroup, for instance, fail. So when they pay 96% of compensation at Citigroup in stock, you have to wonder, is that executive money really at risk? Is there more upside than downside?
How much of an incentive is it, actually? Well, Louise Story, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Next, we're Sports Takeout with Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. We've been looking forward to the weekend in football, and some interesting things happened in college football. What happened in the Ohio State versus the Penn State game?
Well, first of all, Ohio State won 24-7 in a game that was billed to be Terrell Pryor, who's from Pennsylvania, but who's the quarterback for Ohio State, his return home to see 100,000 fans in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, cheering against him in his home area. And he came out.
College fans are nasty.
And they're mean. Yeah, exactly.
But so he didn't get booed like Brett Favre, right?
He definitely got some tough,
tough love.
Crowd. Yeah, they treated him tough. But he actually responded well, and he came through, and he had a great game, and Ohio State won. They're now the team to beat in the Big Ten, but they won't be playing for a national championship. There were some other games this weekend. Notre Dame was beaten by Navy 23-21 in a game that basically put Charlie Weiss's, as the head coach of Notre Dame, his time on a ticker. Notre Dame needed to win that game
to be
in the BCS conversation, but now they're not in it anymore.
No, that's a game of battleship, and Charlie Weiss definitely is sunk by the Navy.
Indeed. Yeah. The other game that I was looking at really was Cincinnati. Cincinnati's been undefeated. They played against UConn. They were blowing them out early in the game, and then they ended up winning a real squeaker 45-47.
But
that was a great game.
Undefeated.
They do remain undefeated, correct.
My Ducks got beat by Stanford.
So. Yeah, that was ugly for the Ducks.
We were talking about the college rankings getting reset. What are we talking about here?
Well, right now, because of some of the teams that were in the mix that are no longer in the mix, like Iowa. Iowa's out. So there's some teams. So basically, you have teams like Alabama, Texas, and Florida. Those are the big three, and they're solid in the BCS picture. Exactly.
In the top 10.
But now you have other teams, TCU, you have Cincinnati, some teams that are mixing, matching. But it's almost the New York Times wrote about this today. There's the picture for the end of the season is a little boring to see who's going to end up being in the title game, because we kind of know who's going to be there. We have to see if Texas is going to slip up or Alabama is going to slip up, and they could. They play Auburn later in the season, and that could possibly happen.
And Boise.
And Boise is definitely in the mix, and that's another part of the picture, yes.
And, you know, I mean, the irony here is as the bowl games proliferate, there are more bowl games than ever before, the number of elite teams shrinks.
It does shrink.
That makes it really bad for people who want to watch bowls.
And then you have all these elite teams that don't have tough schedules, so they don't schedule tough games like they used to do in the past.
Louise, what do you think of Ibrahim's aerodynamic swimsuit that he's wearing here.
That's pretty very wild. Cute on him.
It's very shiny.
Very cute.
Very shiny.
We need the webcam on.
All right, so let's
why
step
is the
away.
Webcam broken today?
Hey, step away very quickly, Ibrahim. We've got Monday Night Football with the Denver Broncos no longer undefeated, but they're going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. What are we watching for in this
let's
game?
Let's not forget the Pittsburgh Steelers are the defending champions. They're a passing offense. They're going to be very difficult to stop. The Broncos defense has been excellent this year, but they're not going to win two. They're going to lose two games in a row. They're going to lose their second game of the season because Pittsburgh is on a roll.
Oh, and they're going to be playing at a mile high, right?
So. Indeed. I think Ben Roethlisberger is great on the road.
Even at home,
I think
they'll
so.
Lose, you think.
Okay. And takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
And no matter what, I mean, the Broncos are still in there. I mean,
oh,
they're definitely in there. Yeah,
they're
I mean, that's the
doubt.
Interesting thing. Exactly. All right, Ibrahim and Louise, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let me get the swimsuit off. Now. Yeah, that's right.